On today, amen. Is that microphone ringing to y'all? Is it good? Okay. All right. We'll let the choir get in and, amen, get settled. Man, if any of our young people would like to go back to Children's Church, that opportunity is still available for you. You have not missed the boat. Amen. So, great opportunity for you to go back. All right. Amen. And let us go to the Lord in prayer. Eternal God, our Father, we come this morning, Father God, as humble as we know how. Lord God, thanking you for this day that was not promised, Lord God. Thanking you for this great opportunity that we have here this morning. Amen. Just to praise your holy name. Lord God, we thank you for all that our ears have heard and all that our hearts have felt to this point, Father God. We pray, Lord God, that the word that goes forth on today would fall on fertile ground, Father God, that it would not fall amongst the rocks and thorns and thistles, Father God, but that it would fall on fertile ground, that it may, amen, be helpful to us, not only today, but tomorrow, next week, next month, Lord God, and even next year. Father God, we just thank you for keeping all of us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, Father God. Lord God, we just thank you for our lives. We thank you for our children, Father God. Lord God, we come right now. Lord God, I come right now, your humble servant, Father God. Lord, I ask that I would decrease so that you may increase, Father God. Lord, if I'm standing here for self, I ask you to destroy me right now, Father God. But Lord God, we stand here, Lord God, in spirit and in truth. Amen. To say what you would have for us to say and do what you would have for us to do, Father God. Lord God, you are the potter and I'm the clay. Lord God, if you don't speak, not a word will be spoken. If you don't move, Lord God, we'll just stand still. Lord, so we just ask you right now to be with us in this hour. Lord, give me preaching grace. Get me down into the deep treasures of your word. Lord God, hide me behind your cross. Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Why don't we give the Lord a great hand clap of praise? Amen. Amen. There's a word from the Lord if you have your Bibles today. Amen. If you have your Bibles, if you would turn to the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms, the 42nd book of Psalms. When you find it, say amen. Man, if you're still looking, say, wait a minute. Amen. And if you're still looking, you are a great candidate for Bible study on Wednesday night. Amen. Psalm 42. Psalm 42 and 5. When you find it, say amen. All right. All right. Well, if you haven't found it yet, just look on with somebody. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm 42 and 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him again. Thus ends the reading of God's word. We're going to stop right there. You may be seated. Amen. I'm going to read that one more time. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Amen. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Let's look at this particular scripture in the New Living Translation, if you guys don't mind. I know a lot of times we have some younger people and we have some new converts, and we want to definitely get it out there so everybody understands exactly what the word is telling us here. New Living Translation says, why am I discouraged? Why so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. I want to talk about today, if you guys will give me a few minutes, victory over discouragement. Victory over discouragement. Amen. At some point in all of our lives, my brothers and sisters, we have been discouraged over an event, over something that happened in our lives. As Brother Ron, amen, brought in a face that I hadn't seen in a very long time. And I'm just one of those people, when God puts something on me, or when there's an opportunity to use something, for the preached word, then I'm going to use it. I remember long years ago, the brother that stood up, amen, in that sharp blue suit back there, he played for Paris Junior College. I played for Grayson County College. Now, y'all know I'm from Roxton. This is home. Amen. Y'all going to say amen, even if I, you know, come on now. The way to get me to sit down by 12:30 is to say amen. But I remember returning home, amen, to play big basketball game. First game of the season every year was against Paris Junior College. And the brother that stood up earlier, we had a nickname for him. We call him Popcorn. Because he could jump so high. Popcorn was, but how are you, brother? About 6'6". About 6'6", with a 42-inch vertical. That means he could put his head off in the rim. He was feared amongst many. Amen. He was revered by all. Popcorn. We going in there. Don't let Popcorn dunk on you. So we prepared. We thought we were prepared, amen, to face the mighty Paris Dragons. We were the mighty Vikings from Grayson County. We came down here. Whew. And they put about a 30-piece on us. 40. Was it? Good Lord. All right. I don't know if it was. I don't think I ever been beat by 40, but it was bad. Y'all back in, I don't know if they still do it at Paris Junior College, but y'all know that siren, that thing over there with the lights on it? Well, there used to be a deal, and every time they dunk, the little light would go off. It looked like a police light. It was on all night long. Victory over discouragement. My brothers and sisters, the mighty Grayson County Vikings were very discouraged after that ball game. We went back home. I didn't ever want to come back home because of what had taken place. And really, and what had happened with us is we were not prepared at all for the mighty Paris Dragons or Brother Popcorn. I think they had like 14 dunks. It was historical. But my brothers and sisters, we know that, amen, we talk all the time here at Orange Chapel about watching game film on the enemy. Amen, Satan has... And I'm not calling PJC Satan at all. But the devil, we know that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Not you physically, but he wants to kill your witness. He wants to kill your witness so you can't go out and be effective in the body of Christ. You can't pull anybody else out of the world. So he always wants to, but if we would really pay attention to what Satan has done, even in the book, in the Bible, we watch game film on him, then we would be prepared. Well, see, what happened was, is we had a cameraman over in the corner that videoed every second of that ball game against the mighty Dragons, Paris Junior College, and Brother Popcorn. So, that whole week, because we played them back to back, we played them on like on a Wednesday night, and we had them to come to our place on that Saturday. So all week long, we got ready. Discouraged at first, but once we started watching the film, we started to pick up some things. Are y'all going to pray with me? We realized that when they would take the ball out, they send Trey Moore up the sideline. He'd catch the ball about three-quarter way up the field. Make a pass, throw the popcorn, dunk. That was it. Fast break all night long. Coach said, listen, guys, if we'll stop that first pass, if we'll shut that first pass down, then I think we can get them. Let's slow them down a little bit. They can jump high, but they don't like to bang too much. And when they run by you, put something on them. Popcorn want to dunk, but if you get him one good time, he may not want to dunk on you no more. It was a fierce battle when they came to Grayson. We were prepared. And I'll tell you what we did. We put some good music on them. Oh, they were down there dunking. Yeah. Oh, boy, they were like a party down there. Boy, we were down there shooting our little layups. Fundamental. We didn't like white boys. Left hand layup, right hand layup. They were down there dunking and clapping. Trey was from Houston, had mouth full of gold teeth. And I looked down and said, oh, yeah, we I think we're going to get them. And so I don't take up all my time talking about the basketball game. We ended up getting them. We were very discouraged, but when we came up against them the next time, we had a game plan. Amen. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? I want to talk about victory over, just wanted to share that little story with you this morning. Victory over discouragement. New Living Translation says, why am I discouraged? Why so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. Now, what we have to understand about this particular psalm is that God's people were in exile. Amen. God's people have been taken over by Babylon. And they were in a place and they longed to get back to Jerusalem to their worship site. Amen. So they say, you know what? We're out here. We're foreigners. We're over here. And man, we really took for granted, amen, what we had when we were back home. Are y'all going to pray with me? If you look at this, if you go all the way back up to verse 1, it says, as a deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I go and stand before him? Day and night I have only tears for food, while mine enemies continually taunt me, saying, where is this God of yours? My brothers and sisters, when we're discouraged, sometimes people will you know what? It's kind of like when you're down, people want to kick you down a little further. We used to sing a song back in the day, a little quartet song. It said it's like pouring water. Sometimes dealing with people in this world, it's like pouring water on a drowning man. And these people were in exile, away from their worship center, away from their people, and the people that were over them were taunting them. Kind of like, you know, PJC, yeah, we're going to beat y'all by 40 at y'all's place, yeah. But we knew we were better than that. Amen? Are y'all going to pray with me? We can't allow, amen, the enemy, amen, to discourage us. But they were remembering their worship experience. You know, sometimes when I get discouraged, amen, I remember, amen, my worship experience even at my old church. Pastor Bailey, that came just last week to do our revival, that song that he wrote Sunday morning was about our church that we were in. I can't wait. Sunday morning, can't wait. We had church at 8 o'clock in the morning. It was standing room only, and it was crunk up in there every second. Amen. Sunday morning, that song came from our worship experience. Amen. My brothers and sisters, write this down. I'm almost done. The way we can have victory over discouragement is don't give up in it. Don't give up in it. When you're being discouraged, when people are discouraging you, don't give up in it. The Bible says in James chapter 4 and verse 7, it says, resist the devil and he will flee. Many of us won't resist him. Many of us won't put up a fight. Amen. But while these people were in exile, my brothers and sisters, they continued to worship God in their hearts. Are y'all going to pray with me? On your job, when you're discouraged on your job, when people come through your line and they don't smile and they snatch their change from you and they look at you like you're crazy because they know that credit card wasn't going through anyway. Resist the devil and he'll free. They'll pray for him. Amen? You know, we are challenged on the job. How many of y'all are challenged on your job? Amen? Resist the devil and he will flee. How many of y'all are discouraged, amen, even within your own family? How many of you have been discouraged even in your own church home? That doesn't happen here. Amen. Because we encourage each other. Amen. My brothers and sisters, we must do like, look at James 1 and 12. James 1 and 12 said, blessed is a man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. My brothers and sisters, we're going to be faced with trials and tests. But when we're faced with those trials and tests, when we are being discouraged, don't give up in it. Amen? Whew, I'm getting excited. My brothers and sisters, also, write this down. Y'all ready? don't give out with it. Don't give out. So many people just give out. I'm just tired. Just tired. We talked about that last week. No, actually, we talked about that Wednesday night in Bible study about being lazy. Y'all should have been here. You'd be packing your bags right now. Don't give out in it. And look at what the psalm says in 105 and 2. It says, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, and talk ye of all his wondrous works. When you are being discouraged, when you're in a place where you're discouraged, you have to remember what God has done to you in the previous chapters of your life. Amen? That time when you were sick, I'm not talking about Pepto-Bismol sick, Tylenol sick, I'm talking about showing up sick, and God brought you up, brought you out, healed your body. Remember those times. Amen? There was a trying time when I talked to Pastor Bailey about the song Sunday morning. He said, I went through a tough time where I was. But I remembered, amen, what had gone on in the previous chapters, amen, when we were all at the hill together. I can't wait till Sunday morning. And that got me through a memory, amen. Sometimes you have to look back and pull some things back from the past. Amen. Oh, y'all making this harder. And my brothers and sisters, also, we have to understand, we have to get away from negative people. Amen. Some of us are just hanging out with negative folks. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Amen. You might be a 10, but if you hook up with a 0, a 10 times 0 is what? 0. You put a 0 with anything, it's a nothing. It's a 0. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind. You have so many people, amen, that are scared of everything. That's negative.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, man. Don't, man.
Why you want to be around somebody like that? And we sing, let's get back to eating, live on top of the world.
You ain't, we can't live on top of the world.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. You understand when Jesus Christ came, he didn't come with a curse, but he came with a blessing. Woo, y'all better get in the new covenant with me. We walk around here defeated. Y'all, there's nothing but victory in Jesus Christ. God gonna get you. No, he ain't. He sent Jesus Christ. Oh boy, if we could really digest that one right there.
Oh, but we want, well, but the Ten Commandments. Yeah,
I know, but the blood of Jesus. Yeah, I messed up. Uh-huh. Yep, I did. I lied. I said a cuss word. But the blood of Jesus. Woo, boy, that's powerful. Some of y'all saying amen right now only because of the blood of Jesus. Because if judgment had his way, it'd be a church full of dead folks. They say, what did he do? Is he Jim Jones? Did he give them poison? Did they drink the Kool-Aid? If judgment had his way, Sister Roberta, love you to death, babe, but as good as you are, you bloop. Mom and dad love you to death. Bloop, they out too. Little brother, bloop, bloop, he fall twice. He died 2 times. And your pastor just catch on fire. I'm keeping it real this morning. Amen? Victory over discouragement. Amen. We should come here everywhere in the Bible. When it talks about the church, when it talks about the men and women of God coming together, it says to exhort. That means to encourage one another. And I, you know what's sad about the church? The church is the last place that people are being encouraged.
Well, her dress too short. What's she coming in there with that tight dress on?
Well, she'll be all right. You know, if you were you ought to be, you ought to be paying attention to that.
That's just this.
Yeah, you know, but that's, you know, got bigger fish to fry. Give her a little time. Maybe down to her ankles in a month. Sleeves all the way. You can't see her hands. Saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. You're hard on folks. You know, you messed up yourself. Folks could go home with you. We must have to be positive and look for the good, not the bad in everybody. And we have to talk optimistically to our brothers and sisters. Amen? You're going to be all right. Y'all know that good stuff. Don't worry about it. It's going to be all right. I'm praying for you. I got your back. Amen? I believe that there's a family in Roxton today that's discouraged. And it's our responsibility to tell them there's no pain that God can't heal. And we should tell them that all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I know it's hard. I know it's tough. But if we love God, all things work together, not just good things, all things. That drama you're going through right now is for your good if you love God. That loss that you took is for your good. Be encouraged, not discouraged. Amen? Woo! Hallelujah, somebody. Philippians 4 and 4 tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say what? Rejoice. Ain't enough rejoicing going on, Brother Thibodeau. That's why I like watching you in the choir. Boy, you be up there. Even if you don't know the words, you just move your mouth happy. He just joined the choir. He just jump up there. He don't care. Got his little folder. They be going fast. He just smile and sing. Not discouraged one bit. Amen? Why don't you try it? Again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. All y'all making this harder. Missed y'all up with the PJC story. Don't give in to it, discouragement, my brothers and sisters. Don't give out with it. Don't give out. Keep on fighting. But don't get down from it. So many of us love a pity party. Y'all know people, every time you see, oh, man, oh, no. Man, old lady tripping. Man, them kids, they off the chain. Okay, for Orange Chapel. Man, my baby mama crazy. Baby daddy showed up at 3 in the morning, wanted to see the kids. That's the kind of problem we have at Orange Chapel. Woo! Psalms 3 and 3 says, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. Did y'all see that? Isn't that some positive stuff? My glory and the lifter of my head. Get your head up. Tell your neighbor, get your head up. He's a lifter of it. If he's in your life, he's going to lift you up. Ooh, lift him up, lift him up, lift him up. Come on and clap your hands if you know that the Lord's all right. Ooh, you know what's amazing about this psalm? When you read, amen, some of the previous verses, it talks about even when we were on our way to the temple, it says that they were praising God. They were praising and singing God on the way to the temple. That means when they stepped out of their car in the parking lot, they was already singing. Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world. Heaven is my goal. We can go old school each and every day. But they started singing even before they got out the car. Someone was singing on the church bus. Woo! But then, you know, some of us come in here, there's no preparation. You've been listening to 2 Chainz all the way to church. Lil Boosie, all the way to church. And you hit the hill, you're gonna turn off when you turn around and come back to the church. Now, your mind messed up. You should have been singing when you left the house. And then come here and look at me like, I'm pastor, the choir off this morning. Ooh, the altos was off key. Ooh, what was Pastor McGuire doing? The mic was too loud. You ain't prepared. And then, why he wanted to, and then I got a cheerleader. Come on, give God some praise. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. You ought to be doing that already. You got to be up here like a cheerleader. Go, fight, win. Give me J. J, give me E. Give me an S. What's that spell? Jesus. Make me tired. Sweating out of my suit. I like to wear them twice before I send them to the cleaner. I'm sweating all my suits out, cheerleading. I'm just going to bring pom-poms out. Ooh, I passed the fun. I didn't know he was funny. I didn't know he was down low. I want to do candy, no. Don't get down from it. Discouragement, Tony. Tony, you didn't, but you ain't always played that organ like that. Boy, that white boy cold lady. But I guarantee you there was a time where when he got on the organ, they, y'all know what that is, and y'all know music. But he can pick up just about anything now. Because he didn't get down from it. He had some bad notes when he started out. But look at God. The word tells us, brothers and sisters, in Jude, says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with what? With exceeding joy. Hallelujah, somebody. Ain't that good news? Don't get down from it. And my final point, I was going to be through at 12:30, but it didn't happen. Give me 5 minutes as I hurry to my close. Don't give up through it. Write that one down. Don't give up through it. Let's look at this. When I am discouraged, why so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. Don't give in to it. Don't give out with it. Don't get down from it. But don't give up through it. Matthew 10 and 22 tells us, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Isn't that good news? Because there's another story that goes along even with my PJC story. There's another PJC story. Came back the next year, got beat by 30. They had to come to our house. Watch the game film again. Had to do the same thing over again. My brother and sister, discouragement is going to come. But you have to be encouraged. Amen? Amen. And in that game, we had to go in overtime. It took a little longer than we expected. Are y'all going to pray with me? Popcorn was gone then. He didn't have nothing to do with that one. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. My brothers and sisters, self-centeredness makes people easy prey for Satan. If you don't pray, you're going to end up being prey. Amen? A lack of love for God and for other causes them to give up when discouragement strikes. Some of us give up when discouragement strikes. Amen? We've all known somebody that has been on the brink of giving up. I look at my mother. A man has gone through all of these surgeries. She's had back surgery, had 4 back surgeries, and recently had a knee replacement. Amen. But I saw something, amen, on the other evening, on Friday evening. Amen. When Brother Johnny and Sister Tammy came over to the house. Mama had been sitting around for days. Just sitting around the house for days. Got discouraged. Those of us that were right there, we didn't know what to say. My own mother, I'm a mama's pastor. Amen. I call her, hey, mama, what's going on? We just have our regular talk. Amen. But when Sister Tammy and Brother Johnny showed up, there was something about a smiling face. Hallelujah, somebody. And an encouraging word. And don't y'all know the next day my mama cooked dinner for all of us just because somebody encouraged her. Are y'all going to pray with me? There's victory over discouragement. We must be filled with God's love, my brothers and sisters, and we should reach out to help others. Amen. When we're discouraged, amen, we know we've gone through the same thing. We have to reach out to some other folks. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? My brothers and sisters, what we have to do in order to not give up through it is to keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. God will work it out. Now I really intended, amen, like I said, to be done already, but I feel like we need to break this thing down just a little bit further. Amen? My brothers and sisters, how many of y'all remember the boxer, Evander Holyfield? Are y'all going to pray with me? Evander Holyfield, amen, was 6 foot tall. He's about my height. Weighed 212 pounds. And Several years ago, there was a special on the Brian Gumbel show. Amen. Where Brian Gumbel interviewed Evander Holyfield. And during that interview, amen, they talked about all the amazing fights that Evander Holyfield fought throughout his career. Are y'all going to pray with me? Evander Holyfield was one of the smallest heavyweight champions to ever come through, a 6 foot tall and 212 pounds. One of his most challenging fights, my brothers and sisters, was when he had to fight against Riddick Bowe. Hallelujah. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Riddick Bowe stood 6 foot six, 240 pounds. I feel my help. Popcorn, you want to help me out? I'm sorry to call you out, brother. Come on up here. I need you to help me out. I need you to help me close this thing. Ain't God all right? Look like a scene from David and Goliath. But little Evander Holyfield standing here against Riddick Bowe. Look at the reach. Check it out. Are y'all going to pray with me? That's very discouraging when I'm faced with a giant. Is there anybody in here that has ever faced a giant? Are y'all going to pray with me? Hallelujah. 240 pounds against 212 pounds. 6 foot against 6 foot four. My brothers and my sisters, Brian Gumbel began to play the tape when Riddick Bowe and Evander Holyfield were fighting. The fight began and Riddick Bowe hauled off and hit him real hard upside the head. Evander Holyfield went down. Are y'all gonna pray with me? He gets back up and he goes back and he fight a little bit more, and all of a sudden Riddick Bowe hit him again. And he falls down again. Have you ever been knocked down, my brothers and sisters? We fall down, but we get up. Are y'all going to pray with me? Brian Gumbel said, why didn't you just lay there? He said, because there was something in me that kept on telling me to get on back up. He stands back up a third time. Are y'all going to pray with me? They begin to fight a little bit more and a little bit longer and a little bit harder. Riddick Bowe hauled off and knocked him down again. He laying flat on his back. They took him a little while to get up. They did what they call a standing eight count. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. I'm all right. Riddick, Evander Holyfield shook his glove and he ran back up on Riddick Bowe. Are y'all going to pray with me? Brian Gumbel asked him one more time. When you were faced with this big giant, you've been knocked down three times. Are y'all going to pray with me? What was going through your mind after he knocked you down a third time? Hallelujah. Ain't the Lord all right? Holyfield told him, he said, listen, Brian, I knew I had taken all that he had. Are y'all going to pray with me? My brothers and my sisters. Holyfield got up. He began to fight. Hallelujah. And he called Riddick Bowe upside the head. Not one time, but two or three times. Are y'all going to pray with me? He said, I knew that I had taken all that he had. Is there anybody here that the devil has knocked you down? Not one time, not two times, but three times. And you keep on getting back up. Tell your neighbor, victory is mine. Because he's given me all that he's got. But as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? I serve a God that's bigger than any devil. I serve a God that is larger than any sickness. I serve a God that is bigger than any messed up relationship. I serve a God that is bigger than any addiction. Are y'all going to pray with me? I
serve a God that is larger than poverty. Ain't God all right? He's my lawyer. He's my friend. He's my healer. But most of all, my Jesus didn't give up. He went in the grave for 3 long days, and he rose again with all power in his hand. Are y'all gonna pray with me? I'm so glad that he picked me up, that he picked me up. Not one time, not 2 times, but time after time. Somebody shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for picking me up. Thank you, Jesus, for pulling me out. Thank you, Jesus, for turning me around. Ain't God all right? How many of y'all know he's all right? Have you ever tried it for yourself? Everybody in here has been under attack, but didn't they come and see about you? Hallelujah. There's something in me that won't make me quit. There's something in me that tells me to keep on fighting. There's something in me that tells me to keep on preaching. There's something in me that tells me to keep on praying. There's something in me that tells me to keep on singing. Ain't God all right? There is victory over discouragement. Hallelujah. Just get back up. Dust yourself off and try it all over again. Hallelujah. 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 Y'all just have to excuse me. Hallelujah. 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 Evander told him, he said, listen, I've been in too many battles to give up in that one. You've been in too many battles to give up because you're in this one. This one is no different than the other. He'll bring you out because there's something in you. I'm not my own. I belong to him. And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was victorious over everything that he faced. That's why I can say I'm victorious this morning. I'm victorious over discouragement. I'm victorious over haters. We all got them. Get up and keep on fighting. When it gets in your relationship, get up and keep on fighting. When it gets on your job, get up and keep on fighting. Van der Holyfield said, I took his best shot. You took his best shot. Get up. Dust yourself off. My corn, we took y'all's best shot. We dusted ourselves off. And we were victorious. And now, we split 50-50. They won too, we won too, so we don't know how that story ends. But there's always victory in Jesus. We don't lose. Turn over to the last pages. We win. Hallelujah, you're a winner today. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I'm a winner. I'm a winner. When I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I hit the jackpot. Let's get Lord ready and clap our praise this morning. Brian Gumbel also asked Vander Holyfield, what was your biggest mistake? How'd you get knocked down 3 times? He said, I let my guard down. I underestimated him, even though he was big and strong. I let my guard down. Church, don't let your guard down. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Kill your confidence, kill your joy, kill your praise.
Hallelujah. I got to shut this thing down. I told y'all I'd be get y'all out of here. God is just so good. I just get crazy when I think about how good he is to me. And if he's going to be this good to me, he'll be even better to you. I'm telling you. If anyone here has never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you just keep on getting knocked out, knocked down. Because you have no defense against Satan and his devices. Time you get insured. All of us, there's a law now that says you have to have car insurance. Your vehicle is not covered in the state of Texas, your vehicle can't be towed. Brothers and sisters, same thing with soul insurance. It's a law in the church. Accept it right now. Soul insurance. If anything is to happen to this body, this earthly tabernacle, woo! I have another home that was not made by man's hand. Soul insurance. Come on, let me sign you up right now. Jesus Christ hung, bled, and died. Shed his blood for the remission of our sins. He was a perfect Savior. He was a perfect sacrifice. Amen. We don't have to kill our bulls and our calves or our lambs. He already did it for us. All you gotta do is join the family. So if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, come on today. Before it's everlasting too late. A young man lost his life last night, and if he has not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I don't care what we try to say about him, heaven is not going to be his home. And I'm just being as real, like they used to say in a rap song back in the day, this is a real deal Holyfield. If that young man did not accept Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, I don't care how nice he was, how good he was, he will not see heaven. You don't know where death lies. You might as well get you some soul insurance right here, right now, this morning. Look at your neighbor and ask your neighbor, are you saved? Tell him, answer me.